You're listening to News New Mexico, where we look out for people who depend on paychecks from New Mexico businesses every single day.
Launch Control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Hold on to your lug nuts! It's time for an overhaul!
Turn it up, son.
I'm your huckleberry.
I don't give jobs, I hire men. You won't give me anything, and I won't give you anything.
Collision, sir!
Whoa, relax. We're not even moving.
There's no crying in baseball!
We are News New Mexico. It's Tuesday, December 6, 2011, a snowy, wintry New Mexico. Drive smooth. That's all I have to say. Drive smooth. Jim Spence is here. I'm Michael Swickard. Rachel Pulaski's here. Our website, newsnm.com. And Gerald Ford is who we quote today because on this date in 1973, he was sworn in as the first unelected vice president. His quote, "I know I'm getting better at golf because I'm hitting fewer spectators." That is Gerald Ford. Jim?
Yes.
Two cows are standing in a field outside of Clovis, New Mexico.
Yeah.
One says, "Aren't you worried about mad cow disease?" The other cow says, "Why should I worry? I'm a helicopter." Two, three, four. Okay, moving right along. In studio, we're so glad to have, well, it said it was a joke.
I didn't get it.
Okay. Heath Houselman is here. Welcome, Heath.
I don't get it either. And all thanks.
Right. NMPolitics.net. Rachel, did you get that?
No, I didn't. I did
not. Jerry, did you get the joke?
I didn't get it either.
I thought the joke was that we weren't supposed to get it.
Yes.
Right.
One says,
I was wondering,
aren't
that too.
You worried about mad cow disease? This other cow says, why should I worry? I'm a helicopter. Mad cow disease, you know, crazy. No.
I think we need to deep six jokes. I'll tell you one thing that I did notice on Heath's site, nmpolitics.net. The state is estimating a $254 million surplus.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's
right
there.
They used it plowing snow today.
If it's on nmpolitics.net, it's got to be true. Right?
Well, they're
always
estimating it.
Yes. I never print anything as false or make any mistakes ever.
Not intentionally, anyway.
Not intentionally.
So where does that data come from, Pete?
That comes from the analysts from the executive and legislative branches.
Okay, good.
Of course, the governor wants to take credit for saying we had all these budget deficits when she took office and she's balanced the budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? How do you feel about that?
No. We have to balance the budget every year, and we do. We have to meet mid-year sometimes to do it, but, well, we cut.
Heath, we've been one thing we've been doing is we've been projecting, mm-hmm. like, that natural gas will go $5.75 a decatherm, when in reality it's under $4, and that, quote, balances. But is that not smoke and mirrors?
It is, and the revenue estimates will change, and we will pass a budget in February. And the revenue estimates will change before it takes effect on July 1, and there will be new revenue estimates. And I mean, this is all a moving target that they constantly have to deal with.
But this is the latest data available to people like Governor Martinez and John Arthur Smith and other leaders in the legislature.
So, right.
Could we actually list, one of these days, maybe you would do this for us with nmpolitics.net, what the assumptions are that they use to get that projection?
They actually publish a detailed breakdown of their revenue estimates on the legislature's website.
What the assumptions are.
Right.
Now, one assumption, they assume there isn't going to be 2 weeks of snow.
Right.
Because if there was 2 weeks of snow and they got to plow every road, you know, 15 times.
That can change things.
That's going to change things dramatically. And also the amount of fuel that that state government would use and things like that.
As could, you know, a war between Israel and Iran. I mean, anything can change the numbers.
Right.
It changes oil and gas prices. It changes how much money we're spending on things like an emergency
weather
situation.
Or if we all of a sudden feel flush and we go out and we spend and spend and spend for Christmas because they get gross receipts, all of a sudden they could come in and say, we estimated we're going to get this amount of money for gross receipts, but we actually got 30% more.
So it's better.
So it's better.
Yeah.
So it could be worse, better or worse.
Now, there are a couple of X factors in there. There's an increase in Medicaid costs, I think, that they're going to have to account for.
Yeah.
Or cut Medicaid benefits. But not even the governor, I don't think, supports that.
Have you ever seen them cut Medicaid benefits for the recipients?
I don't think so.
Do you think in your lifetime you will ever see them cut Medicaid benefits for the recipients.
Yes.
You do. For the recipients, not for the doctors. Yes. For the recipients. You really think so?
I think we're in an era where benefits are going to have to be reduced to balance budgets.
So if you have somebody in the nursing home and it's costing $5,000 a month?
You know, when I talk to Democrats and Republicans who don't sign pledges one way or the other, I'll never
good
cut Medicaid, I'll never raise
good
taxes, whatever. Most of them think that in the end we will end up raising some taxes and cutting our entitlement programs, both. Pete Domenici says that publicly all over the place these days. So it seems like in the end some version of that will probably happen. And, yeah, we'll spend less on things like Medicaid. No, I think we're talking about Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare, probably the Department of Defense to some extent.
Well, you know, one of the real questions is that as long as the federal government holds the interest rate down near zero, New Mexico doesn't make anything on its investments.
Right.
And therefore, all the projections for the last 50 years go right in the trash can, because if you're not making anything with your investments, then you're really upside down.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Heath, you posted a column. It's on the top of nmpolitics.net, written by Stephen Allen, who was a guest on our show last week, about voter photo ID. Mm-hmm. Says it sounds like a fantastic idea, but it's not.
Yeah, a lot of what he said in this column is what you all discussed on the show last week. He's talking about the elderly is one example he uses of some people who no longer have driver's licenses and don't have a photo ID that they could vote with. Another example he gives are absentee.
My mother was blind, and my stepfather never drove a car, and both of them had photo ID. So I understand.
Is it not federal law that you have to have identification with you at all times?
I don't think so.
I believe it is.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe
a police when you leave your house?
Yeah. Yes, when a police officer stops you and you don't have identification on you, I believe that they can arrest you for that. So
I didn't know that.
So if we have to have identification on us in all times, then what's the big deal about voter ID?
How about this idea, Heath?
Yeah.
You got to put a thumbprint down and they scan it every time you
instead
vote.
Instead of an ID.
Yeah. Go for that?
No.
I don't think we want the government having all of our fingerprints.
Thank you.
We are News
or
New
photos
Mexico.
Of us.
We'll be right back. 14 minutes past the hour.
Live racing is back and better than ever at Summit Park Racetrack and Casino. Be there as the 2011-2012 live thoroughbred and quarter horse racing season takes off on Tuesday, December 6th. Post time is 12:25 p.m. Yeah. Watch these amazing athletes compete in the 53rd season of live racing every Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Summit Park Racetrack and Casino supports responsible gaming. For help, call 1-800-572-1142. And don't miss your chance to win one of two brand new His and Hers Jeep Compasses during our Jeepers Keepers Jeep Compass Giveaway. See Club Fiesta for complete game rules. Drawings are every Wednesday on the half hour from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and again from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Plus, during Rudolph's Riches, you can walk away with a big chunk of our amazing $60,000 cash giveaway. Drawings for $1,000, $2,000, and $5,000 are every Thursday. Take I-10 to Sunland Park, exit 13.
This is Congressman Steve Pierce. If you want to learn more about what Congress is doing to create jobs and cut spending in Washington, then I invite you to my website, pierce.house.gov. That's pierce.house.gov. That's where you can easily correspond directly with our office, get help with a federal agency, apply for a passport, or find out the next location of a town hall meeting. If you have a specific veterans or health care issue, our office handles cases like yours every day, and we might be able to help through a process called casework. We can't promise the outcome, but we will fight for you. Just telephone 1-855-4-PIERCE. We're serving the people of Southern New Mexico effectively and efficiently through our website and toll-free hotline. I hope you will take advantage of these services, pierce.house.gov. We also report our daily activities on Facebook, so you can always be up to date with what we're doing to impact lives here in Southeast New Mexico. Thank you.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Salad on Saturday, fruit on Friday, double boy. Let's move Monday, swap us next Sunday.
All the healthy children eat well and move a lot. And move a lot. And move a lot. Eat well and move a lot.
60 minutes of physical activity a day and eating well can help get your child healthy. So keep them active and eating well every day.
Skip a rope Saturday, freeze tag Friday, tap dance Thursday.
Home greens Wednesday, dry your veggie Tuesday. Let's move Monday, split the sweet Sunday.
Eat well and move a lot.
Get ideas. Get involved. Get going at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. A message from USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News New Mexico, where our business is New Mexico's business.
Hi, I think global warming is going to destroy the planet.
Oh no. Why?
All the scientists say so.
What about all the scientists who disagree?
Oh. Those don't count.
Why not?
Because they disagree with me.
Yes, but any other reason?
They're not authentic climate scientists.
How do you become one of those?
You have to believe in global warming.
We're News New Mexico. It's Tuesday, December 6th. Jim Spence here. I'm Michael Swickard. Rachel Pulaski's here. The great website is nmpolitics.net. Heath Hauselman is here. Heath, you know, this is the kind of day where it's tough to be defending global warming, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Really?
No?
You know, and
you want to be a little cooler, huh?
Let me officially say I take no position on global warming one way or the other, but...
Yes,
I will say that the some people misrepresent global warming people, supporters, when they say that because it's cold. That, I mean, global warming means more extreme weather with a general warming trend. So a big winter storm doesn't disprove global warming a theory, which is all it is. I'm not
going to
say
it's
proven.
It's not. Now, this is the question that most people don't ask. What is the ideal temperature for the Earth as a whole?
I don't know.
Who should know?
I'm not a scientist.
Rachel, who should know what the idea? Because in this system, we have people wanting to reset the temperature and go back and lower the temperature by carbon credits and all that stuff. Am I wrong?
I don't think – no one's discussing lowering the temperature. Even Al Gore is talking about slowing – if you believe that global warming is caused by humans, he's talking about slowing down the rate that we're doing it, not stopping it, not reversing it.
Right. Okay. He does. But, you know, then we get into the discussion on how do you
– Right.
How do you do – I mean, do we start limiting people that are allowed to be born in this country and things like that? Global warming is now being – you know, it's mimicking religion. It reminds me of, like, here, 14th, 15th century, where you have these, you know, so-called Christian pastors that are telling you, oh, you're getting tornadoes and hurricanes because you didn't let God into your life or you sinned. It's just the same way. Like, well, you know, this is what you get, guys, because you don't love Mother Earth. This is the consequences. And that's what I feel like it is.
So let me go back to that, because this is the point is so important, which is... if you're going to slow down the change to warmer, that assumes then warmer is not better for the planet in general.
It does.
Now, if you are in Nebraska right now, you would really rather it be a little bit warmer year-round because it extends your growing season. You know, we do 7 cuttings of hay in some parts of New Mexico and only 5 in other parts. And if we were warmer, you could have 7 cuttings of hay.
Yeah, the former Soviet Union would agree with you, those countries. But there are certainly places in the desert where the warmer it gets, the less you can grow. And so, you know, does a warmer Earth mean a more fertile one? I don't know. I think it's more complicated than that.
So can we change subjects real quick?
I don't think
you're the one playing global warming clips all day.
He's going to play another one. If you wait, you're going to get another one.
Yeah, we'll get one when we come back. I got one on Ice Ages I'm going to play when we come back.
We can talk more about
it. You know, you're an entrepreneur. Yeah. You make your own payroll taxes. What do you think of this payroll tax?
I don't pay any employees.
but you make your own payroll taxes. So so you pay both sides, both the employer side and the employee side. What do you make of this payroll tax debate?
I don't know for sure. I mean, I try to stay out of these tax debates, to be honest, because the economy, fixing the economy is such a complicated issue that, frankly, I brought up Pete Domenici earlier because when I hear someone like that say we've got to do tax increases and cuts, you know, I'm not sure I should disagree with some. I'm not saying he's right, but I don't know more than he does.
All right.
I saw Romney endorse the payroll tax for another year yesterday. So that's
Oh, that makes me feel worse.
Yeah, right.
We are News New Mexico, talking with Heath Houseman. We'll have more with him when we get back. It is 22 minutes past the hour. I'm Michael Swickard. Let me tell you a story. Handy kids. Aren't they amazing? If you have a car that doesn't run, they'll say, "Just a minute, Dad, I'll get a wrench, and I'll get it going." You answer, "Better not let your mother hear you refer to her that way." They roll their eyes, "Wrench, Dad," with an R. And as quick as you can say handy three times, the car starts, you leave with that warm feeling for having brought the child into this world. Or there's a problem with the water distribution system in your house. It's either not delivering water or getting water in places you don't think are very good. Can you imagine the joy of having a child that can help you with that? You might have a kid that's good at the shot put, which is kind of interesting. But how do you really use it other than have your kids shot put the door-to-door salespeople into the next block? While some people spend time concentrating on getting a degree in college, you know, I think to myself, well, the ones I find really interesting, they're sitting around the coffee shop, and usually there's several people asking them questions. You know which ones are handy, that's for sure. And at some point, somebody at the table where there's handy people say, "I'll come by and I'll look at it." They don't mean they're going to stop and gander at the problem. They mean they're going to come and help fix it. That's what a handy person does. You know, I know some 15-year-olds who are incredibly handy while others are not. I think it's magical, and I think this is what the school should teach, how kids could be handy. How do you start? How do you do it? Well, one of the first things to do is give them an old power mower engine or something like that and the tools and let them take it apart. If they can't get it back together, it becomes a learning experience all on its own, which is good. Now, I believe that people being handy, they're not born. They're trained that way. And I actually think our public schools could spend more time helping kids learn to be handy. My first major handy project was a motor scooter that had been junked. My Uncle Ralph looked at it and pronounced that it had been junked prematurely. So he helped me buy it. I spent a summer working on the entire scooter. It was a great experience that contained many lessons about engines and about myself. And then I drove it for quite a while. It was great. I felt good about being handy. One of the things I tell people about handy kids, you never can tell when your teenager may be all that stands between you and a car that won't start. Wouldn't it be just wonderful if somehow they don't just stand there, they say, let me get a wrench, Dad. I'll get it started in a minute.
You're listening to News New Mexico, where New Mexico's business comes first.
How do you know those environmental scientists are right?
They are experts.
At predicting the end of the world?
Yes. They have predicted environmental doomsday many different times.
Have they ever been right?
It's different this time.
We are News New Mexico. It is Tuesday, December 6th. We got Jim Spence here. I'm Michael Swickard. Rachel Pileski's here, and we're talking with Heath Houseman.
Heath, you made a statement on the show last week, and I kind of grilled Rachel and Michael on it earlier, and I thought it was a pretty profound thing that you said. You said, can't the least that we expect from our candidates, from president, is that they be faithful to their spouses and honor their wedding vows? What do you think? If you've got an unfaithful candidate, does that disqualify them from being president of the United States?
I would certainly say that religious value voters won the 2000 and 2004 elections for Bush. Mm-hmm. They are the most active conservative segment of the voting population. And on the left, we have a presidential candidate who, when you look to attack him on character, he has a hard time quitting smoking. You put someone like that up against Newt Gingrich, isn't that a problem for Republicans?
Well, we've talked about the left and the right. Let's talk about the Heath.
The Heath.
What does Heath think? Would you disqualify? Because no. Rachel and Michael have already said that would disqualify.
Cheating
the
on
candidate.
Your wife?
Yes.
Cheating on your spouse?
Yeah.
It would depend on the other circumstances. It's a problem for me.
Yeah. How good looking was the girlfriend?
No, not saying that.
Who are they running against? What are the policy issues? I mean, a lot of times we fight over whether policy is more important, and people on the left tend to lean in that direction, and people on the right tend to talk about character. I say both are super important, and you've got to weigh all of the factors.
So what's the deal breakers?
In my mind, I want someone who has integrity, and that's why faithfulness to your spouse is an issue. But I want to know that you take the public trust seriously, that you view it as sacred. I am more concerned about that than any policy view that you have.
Well, and I think that there's a misnomer out there with Bill Clinton, in that there were a lot of people who said, "Well, you just can't toss the president out over a sexual impropriety." I don't think that was it at all. No,
the issue
was
he lied to Congress.
It
about
was witness tampering as well. He was tampering with witnesses, suborning perjury, and lying to Congress.
Here's the other issue with people talk about cheating on your spouse. Bill Clinton was doing it in the Oval Office. What was going on that he was supposed to be doing as president while his attention was focused elsewhere? I mean, that is an issue for me.
It should be an issue for everyone.
Can we do a little cheese me?
President should take vacations, and Bush took a lot and he got grief for them, and Obama has taken some and he gets grief for them. Presidents need vacations. They age. I mean, I want you to be rested so you can make good decisions.
That's what Camp David's for.
Right. But when you're in the Oval Office, I want you to be working, not
so. Can we do a little cheese me?
Sure.
Story is accepted by many people that Bill Clinton, along about 11 o'clock at night, would leave the White House in a station wagon without his security forces and meet people at a hotel room without his security forces. Now,
do we have proof of that?
We have some people who probably should have known who say that. It's passed. Nothing bad happened. You know, his fingers weren't on the buttons, but...
We don't know if anything bad happened because we don't know what happened.
His fingers were on some buttons.
If that story's true. And I will say this. I think that if the public really knew about all of the extramarital affairs or whatever that have happened throughout history with Democratic and Republican presidents, they would be shocked. And we probably don't know about most of them. But
well, actually, I think most of the reporters did know. I mean, they knew Eisenhower was square. They knew that JFK had women in the White House. They knew LBJ had women in the White House. That Jimmy Carter was square. That Reagan was square. You know, I think the reporters pretty much kind of knew because you follow them around so much. We are News New Mexico. More with Heath Houseman when we come back. You can go to newsnm.com and follow along 30 minutes past the hour right now.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Yeah, get down and dance. You hear that? That's the sound of arthritis pain being moved, grooved, hustled, shuffled, juke, jive, jumped, funked, shimmied, shook, and boogied. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, wind and grind on over to fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
I can help the next customer over here.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Let's see. How to keep your child safe. Child-proofing your home. Child-proofing your yard. Child-proofing your in-laws' home and yard. Well, I'm guessing you have a little one at home.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you must take good care of her.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's see. Parent's Guide to Safe Toys. That's a really good one. Parent's Guide to Safe Foods. Parent's Guide to Safe Safety Products. Parent's Guide to Parenting Guides. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and other safety tips.
Of all the things you can read about keeping your child safe, the most important is attached to the back of their car seat. Read the instruction manual and learn to use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly.
Parents Guide to Telling Other Parents How to Raise Their Kids.
To learn more, go to safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Mom? Can I have a dollar?
My purse is upstairs on my bed!
It's not here!
Check the living room! What about your sister's room?
I don't think it's in here.
The upstairs closet?
Nope.
Like behind the camping stuff?
No.
The downstairs closet.
Moms everywhere are finding creative ways to keep their kids active and healthy.
Mom, I didn't see it anywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. It was right here all along.
Like getting them to use the stairs as a stair stepper or carving funny shapes out of fresh fruit.
Here you go.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
Love you too, sweetie.
Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. That's letsmove.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the two-bedroom apartment you advertised. Is it still available?
Sure.
Great.
Unless you're Black or Latino or disabled.
Housing discrimination is rarely this obvious, but it's just as real and just as illegal. So if you hear things like,
I can't assign you a handicap parking space.
That could be housing discrimination. And the only way to stop it is to report it so we can investigate it. Visit hud.gov/fairhousing or call HUD's housing discrimination hotline at 1-800-669-9777. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Kids have the craziest ideas about food. Where do they get this stuff? Like eating Brussels sprouts helps you hit home runs. And eating carrots gives you X-ray vision. It's nuts. And I honestly have no idea where my daughter got this notion that broccoli is the official food of professional ballerinas. Kids, the only reason my 4-year-old loves cantaloupe is because he's convinced it comes from the moon.
Small step for man, lots of potassium for mankind.
And the other day when my oldest came up to me and said, Mom, will eating peas and carrots really help me pull off a fakey frontside ollie with a twist? I look him in the eye and say, it can't hurt, honey. It can't hurt.
Moms everywhere are finding creative ways to help their kids eat 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
New Mexico has rich reserves of natural gas and oil that benefit New Mexico in many ways. The oil and gas industry provides reliable energy that helps us to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. The industry also supports over 26,000 high-paying jobs. And get this, New Mexico's oil and gas industry pays over $6 million in taxes and other revenues to New Mexico's state and local governments every day. That was nearly $2.2 billion in 2010. These dollars pay for our teachers, build our public schools, and fund our universities. And communities across New Mexico benefit whether or not you have oil and gas in your area. With continued access to state, public, and private land, the oil and gas industry can continue to grow while protecting our environment for the benefit of New Mexico and the benefit of all of us. Learn more about New Mexico's oil and gas industry at www.nmoga.org.
You're listening to News New Mexico, where the search for best public policies and practices never ends.
They have computer models to predict future temperatures.
Do they work?
Not yet, but they can predict the past.
Is that useful to anyone?
It must be, because they keep getting money to fund the stuff.
It's useful for getting money. We are News New Mexico. Tuesday, December 6, 2011. Jim Spence is here. I'm Michael Swickard. Rachel Pulaski is here. Talking with Heath Houseman, nmpolitics.net. Now, this is a story that is past, but still is hanging on. Bill Richardson. It appears that there is still some kind of concern about Bill Richardson in the waning days of his governorship while he's running for president. Mm-hmm. And people are still looking at it. Why can't they leave that guy alone?
You know, I don't think it's passed just because he's not governor. I think if crimes were committed, and I don't think we know that for sure yet, they need to be prosecuted. It's a deterrent to other public officials. I don't think you can let it slide just because he's not governor.
What is the concern right now? I mean,
well, in this case, the feds are looking into allegations that he had some supporters of his put together $250,000 to pay a woman who was alleging that he pressured her into having a sexual relationship with him to keep it quiet while he was running for president.
Now, does she have to pay IRS taxes on that $250,000?
My understanding alleged is that attorneys were involved, and it was a real legal settlement.
No, but
so,
I
think it's reported income.
So is it part of the IRS? We could actually ask the IRS, was there $250,000 paid?
The Department of Justice could subpoena those records, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Then we're going to get to the bottom of this, huh?
Well, the feds have talked about having a wire transfer from Mexico.
Why Mexico? Who knows, huh?
Well, it's very hard to track money for Mexico.
Right. And Bill Richardson, his mother is Mexican. She actually died yesterday, so
I'm very sorry
about that. But his family is in Chihuahua. They have a vacation home in Acapulco. His father was an American but was a banker in Mexico. Richardson lived in Mexico until he was 13, I believe.
Yes, he was an anchor baby, wasn't he? I thought he was an anchor baby. He was born here, and then
he was born in Los Angeles, and then they moved back to Mexico City. Yeah.
So there's still an obsession, but how many hours of grand jury time have been spent with no indictment?
It's very fair to point out this is the fourth grand jury investigation into Bill Richardson. Two of them have resulted in no indictments. The third, this long investment scandal that we've seen lead to indictments in New York, has not led to anything here, but it's ongoing. And then there's this one, you have to point that out. We haven't seen evidence publicly that Bill Richardson committed a crime.
Can we talk about Patricia?
Rebecca Vigil.
Rebecca Vigil Heron, yes.
Sure. We're still waiting on that case, too.
What? That's stuff that happened more than 5 years ago.
We have quite a backlog in our courts in
New Mexico. There's no backlog. There's people who don't want to do it.
There's people who sit in jail in Doñana County for 2 or 3 years awaiting trial.
Well, yeah, I knew one.
Some of them on cases that would get them a jail sentence or prison sentence of less than that.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, Heath, you said that the president deserves a vacation. And I got to play an audio clip for you. This is what he said about him resting.
And I've said since I took office that my administration will not rest until every American who is able and ready and willing to work can find a job, and a job that pays a decent wage and has decent benefits to support a family.
So a lot of people would ask, why 17 days in Hawaii over Christmas when he could head down to Camp David for a couple, 3 days, get his batteries recharged, and get back to work? Because he's so concerned that everybody have a job.
You know, that's a fair point. But if I slept 5 hours a night and had aged as much as he did, has so far, or Bush, you know, I'd want a long vacation, a couple weeks.
Well, but you couldn't run a business and say, all of you need to work, and you need to work overtime. I'm going to go home and get some sleep.
Now I'm going
to
take the Barack Obama side here, which is wherever he is, he has every ability that he has in the White House.
That's true.
That in fact, it's the Susana Martinez thing.
Bill Richardson and Susana Martinez made that argument that it doesn't matter if they're in the
state or not. It doesn't matter where they are. They have...
And it's even more true with the president than it is the
governor. More true with the president. Now, let me go back to what you were just saying about judges. Mm-hmm. You know, we have such a backlog in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Why do we have... I mean, I know we have a bunch of judges that have had moments that weren't their shiningest moments.
Right.
But how can you have 5 years?
Well, in that case, there have been appeals.
Yeah.
That case, I can't remember if it's on appeal or not, but it was delayed by appeals for quite a while of the charges. And that has to go to the appellate court, to the Supreme Court. That takes, unfortunately, takes time.
That was three Secretary of States ago. Three.
Yeah. But she wasn't indicted that long ago.
Oh.
She was indicted.
'09.
'09.
Yes.
2 years
ago.
A little more than 2 years ago.
Oh, I feel so much
long.
Better.
Right. I mean, you know.
Okay. So with our court systems, I mean, what's going on? You know, that's 1/3 of our whole government. And,
you know, in Doniana County, we're short a judge who's on suspension.
Yeah.
Because he's indicted on bribery charges. We have another judge who is tied to that case a little bit, who can't hear criminal cases. So that slowed things down here. Some people would say we prosecute a bunch of drug crimes we shouldn't, and that's created a backlog in our courts. I mean, there's all sorts of debates about why there are backlogs in our courts, and it's much worse at the state level than it is the federal level.
So that statement, justice delayed is justice denied?
That's a fair
point.
We
have a right to a speedy trial, but I thought it was fairly easy. If you weren't prosecuted, within 6 months, that you could have that case dropped.
Unless they file for an extension, which is common and frequent, and judges approve them all the time. And you get another 6 months and another, and I've seen this DA's office get several of those in some cases.
Are you following the Reese's? The people
yes.
that in
not, I mean, what yeah. I read in the newspaper, and, yeah. and I've written a little bit about it.
Because there's a question about the four of them are kept completely separate mm-hmm. from each other in all communication, and they're not allowed to have the same attorney right. at representing
Who
them.
Who are the Reese's?
They are the gun dealer in Deming mm-hmm. who was indicted for giving guns to the wrong people and
selling
guns to yeah. the wrong people and that sort of thing. But they are kept in completely four different places in New Mexico, can't talk to anybody. Little concern on that, or is that okay with you?
I don't know enough about why the judge made that decision to deny them the option to all have the same attorney.
But I mean, or communication with each other.
I don't know enough about it, to be honest.
Well, isn't that normal in a trial, that you are not allowed to speak to other witnesses in a trial?
I think it is.
Other defendants.
Well, the defendants right. are also... Here,
but they're also
actually,
witnesses.
In state court several years ago, the Baby Brianna case, those defendants were all tried together. The case was initially tossed out by the appeals court because they
weren't severed.
You make witnesses defendants, and they exercise their right to not incriminate themselves, and then they can't be called as witnesses against each other when they're all tried together. And the appeals court said that violated your right to confront your witness. So there was a conflicting rights.
Right.
So
right.
These are issues.
So speaking of trials, the redistricting trials going on in yep. Santa Fe, I don't think you were on last Tuesday, but I don't think we had a chance to talk about the Judge James Hall's ruling that communications between Brian Sanderhoff and the Democrats was not privileged information. What'd you make of that?
Great.
So you didn't think it was privileged?
So have we gotten any information from
it? I view that as an open government issue. I haven't seen any information from it. But the legislature is paying someone to draw maps, make recommendations. He's right. extremely influential in the process. Why wouldn't all of his communications be public record?
Well, you got me.
I don't know.
I think Judge Hall got that. How long do you think this trial will take, Keith?
Too long. I mean, we spent
not long enough for the lawyers,
several million dollars on it 10 years ago, and we're more litigious now than we were then, so we'll probably spend even more this time. I know everyone wants it to go quickly. There are candidates waiting to make decisions. We have House members, state House members, who don't even know if they're still living in their district or not because we don't have districts right now.
Right.
You think they got to do it by next November then?
Filing date is in March.
Oh, yeah. By March, you got to do it. We are News New Mexico. Go to newsnm.com and follow along. Coming up on 45 minutes past the hour, we'll be right back.
Red Hawk Golf Club is now open. On the northern edge of Las Cruces, Red Hawk features everything you want when enjoying a day of golf. From the picturesque views of the Oregon Mountains to a challenging layout, Red Hawk has it all. Red Hawk was designed by legendary architect Ken Dye, who has laid out many well-known golf projects all over the world. With distance ranging from 5,500 to 7,500 yards, water coming into play on 8 holes to go along with 76 bunkers, there is no better option to play golf in the Southwest than Red Hawk. The new course is set on 200 acres, including 100 acres of turf, 50 acres of planted native grasses, and 50 more of natural desert. Become a member and enjoy unlimited rounds of golf, unlimited use of carts, and special privileges. For more information, visit golflascruces.com or call 575-373-8100. Once again, that's 575-373-8100.
What do these athletic departments have in common? How about the University of Alabama Crimson Tide and the University of Washington Huskies? The Florida Gators and the Texas Longhorns, or the Louisiana State Tigers and New Mexico State Aggies. They all use sports accessories for their screen printing and embroidery needs. If these athletic departments use sports accessories, then you can too. Sports Accessories handles screen printing and embroidering for big universities and hundreds of little league teams as well. Visit the website at sportsaccessories.biz. Again, sportsaccessories, one word, .biz. Sports Accessories, located in Las Cruces, produces screen printing and embroidering for any occasion, sports-related or not. When it comes to screen printing and embroidering, you need to check out Sports Accessories. Call 575-526-2417 to speak to a screen printing and embroidering expert. That number again is 575-526-2417.
Gentlemen, for that classy suit, come to Stan Suit Emporium. Custom suits from $29, designer labels, and that signature personal service you expect, but not from Stan himself. Stan passed away last week at 47 from the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around for his family. And sadly, it could have been detected early with a simple test, but Stan didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, bad job that you helped me apply for? I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News New Mexico, where we are in the business to help New Mexico businesses.
Haven't they gotten in trouble for deceptive, unscientific practices?
Those scandals don't matter.
Why not?
Other liberals investigated them and said things were okay. The deception was only minor.
Then why was it necessary?
When you're trying to save the planet, every lie helps. Besides, they needed to punish the scientists who deny global warming.
Hasn't scientific progress always been achieved by skeptics challenging the consensus?
That was in the old days.
That is such a... Where did you get that?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. We are News New Mexico. Whenever it gets cold, which it is safely under 32 degrees throughout New Mexico,
yes.
He feels like he's got to do that, the global warming ones like that. We're talking with Heath Houseman, NMPolitics.net. That's Jim Spence. I'm Michael Swickard. Rachel Pulaski's here. Okay. So, Heath, what are you working on this next week?
Well, we're watching the redistricting trial.
Yeah?
Especially in the congressional races, people are pretty anxious to figure out what the boundaries are going to look like. We have a state representative down here, Cervantes, who's put together a plan that would make the southern 2nd District a Hispanic majority.
How would it do that?
It would redraw the lines.
I mean,
and it would shift it. It would also shift it to the left.
How do you guarantee that would actually do what they're saying?
What do you mean?
Does somebody actually do a study and look at the ethnic makeup of every precinct?
Yeah, they have to. They're required by federal law because you have to protect districts that are already minority majorities.
Uh-huh.
In your analysis, you have to look at ethnicity. They look at gender. They look at political registration. They look at all sorts of things.
So in New Mexico, do you have to check to see how many Anglos are in each district since Anglos are the minority?
Right. So, let's really talk about that.
Okay.
So can we say we're going to protect this white community here because they are the minority?
Well, not according to current federal law.
Okay, right.
All right, let's go back to Heath and go. Now, the top three members of the state, Susana Martinez.
Governor.
John Sanchez and Diana Duran.
Yes.
Are all Hispanic, right?
Yes.
So how could you decide that... I mean, they had to have been elected from all of New Mexico.
In New Mexico, historically, there's a difference between who we elect to state offices and who we elect to Washington.
Sure.
And we have not elected a lot of Hispanic members of Congress.
Huh.
Or Senate, right?
Or Senate, historically.
Joe Montoya.
Montoya.
There have been.
Bill Richardson?
Yeah,
Bill Richardson.
Yes. So, in Congress?
So what's your feeling about gerrymandering like that?
What do you mean?
That you try to cherry pick out Hispanic communities.
Oh, you mean like what Cervantes is doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that everybody caught that Michael's on the record is calling that gerrymandering. I'm sure you get a call from Cervantes later.
No.
No,
I see him at the coffee shop. He's my representative.
It's interesting because this is the most conservative of the three districts. There's no secret there.
Talking about CD3.
CD2. Southern New Mexico.
I'm sorry, right. CD2.
Making it a Hispanic majority district also happens to make it more left-leaning and gives Democrats a better chance, probably including Joe Cervantes, of holding that office someday.
I just find it all offensive. I do. I find it all offensive. I come from an area where whites are the minority. I'm used to it. I don't care. But I do care when the minority is the majority and they're still claiming to be the minority and they're kicking the whites around. I'm tired of it.
But who loses? Because it would have to be Ben Ray Lujan Jr. would all of a sudden get a whole bunch of conservative voters thrown in his lap, right?
And we've talked about this, I think, much earlier this year, that when Cervantes ran for speaker – that was going to have a lot of influence over congressional redistricting because Ben Lujan Sr. wanted to protect his son, the congressman from northern New Mexico, and Cervantes wanted to protect this district.
And the reason why the congressional lines were never drawn in the special session was because of an internal fight amongst Democrats.
In the House. And here's the reality. Cervantes has his plan. The most likely scenario is very little change in all three districts. Only what absolutely has to happen because of population shift, which when you're looking on dividing the state into three pieces, it's not like the state house where you had to actually physically move districts from the eastern side of the state to Rio Rancho. You're looking at very little change, I think, is the most likely scenario with a judge deciding how to do it.
We have a new person running in District 2 on the Democrat side.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Frank McKinnon.
Yeah, and we have Evelyn Madrid Earhart.
Earhart.
And you interviewed her.
No. I got a news release from her.
Oh, okay. You got a press release. Okay.
Yeah. Do you think Pierce is vulnerable in any way right now?
It's not likely. anything can happen. Scandal that you didn't know of comes out. You should always run a candidate even in a race you don't think you can win.
That's the Skeen issue, which is there was no Republican. And on, I think it was the 5th of August, 1980, Harold Runnels had a heart attack and died, and there was only one person in the race, and it got very strange.
You know, it's fair to say that Steve Pierce is no spring chicken. I mean, you know, God forbid anything like that happen. But
hey, wait a second. He's always, Michael's age.
You always – no offense, Michael, but you always want to have a candidate in the race. But Steve Pierce is as likely to win re-election in southern New Mexico as Ben Ray Lujan is in northern New Mexico, which is to say they're both very likely to win re-election, but it's not certain.
Can I be factual here? We have the same birthday, but he's 3 years older than me. I just want you to know. I'm 61. He's 64.
Right. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
He's almost Michael's age.
He's older than I am.
Can we talk a little Homeland Security here, Heath?
Sure.
You know, we had this. Sometimes our best discussions are during the break. This is the president talking about the threat of Iran.
Yeah.
Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, these countries are tiny compared to the Soviet Union. They don't pose a serious threat to us. Iran, they spend 1/100th of what we spend on the military.
There is no Soviet Union. I'm sorry. Right. I have to say that.
Yeah.
What's the context of that quote, and where did it come from?
He was talking about how obsessed George W. Bush was with the threat of Iran to, you know, being nuclear armed. All right, how about this one? If you don't like that one, how about this one?
I didn't say
one?
I didn't like it. I just asked to know more about it.
All right, here you go.
Iran is a grave threat. It has an illicit nuclear program. It supports terrorism across the regions and militias in Iraq.
There you go. Take your pick.
Well,
okay, no more Obama clips. My ears are bleeding. Okay, I want to ask you, Heath. I asked Janice the same thing. Which is more important?
Janice Arnold-Jones.
Yes. Right. We have a problem with our debt and our deficit, and we have an issue with national security and foreign policy. Mm-hmm. Which one?
Both. I mean, I know that's not what you want to hear, but let me explain. They are both gravely important issues.
Yes, they are.
That both threaten, I would say, the collapse of the entire world system right now. I mean, we are in a very bad shape economically. The euro could collapse, and that could send the entire world economy into a recession that would literally collapse governments. At the same time, we're on the verge of nuclear tensions with Iran and Israel that are very serious.
Heath has a website we visit every day here on News New Mexico. It is nmpolitics.net. If you want to be well informed, go to nmpolitics.net every single day.
Heath Hausman, thank you for what you do. All right. We are News New Mexico.
Jenkins, I need coordinates now!
Captain, 2 nautical miles and closing fast. This blip here is Sonic's new Kick and Coney, a premium beef hot dog topped with chili and crispy onions.
Yes! And that's the bacon and blue dog with crispy bacon and blue cheese dressing. But what is this triangle that they're forming?
Sir, the toppings appear to be the perfect triangulation of saucy, melty, and crispy.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Ramming speed!
Introducing 2 new additions to Sonic's $1.99 premium beef hot dog family, the Kick and Coney and the bacon and blue dog. For a limited time, only at participating Sonic drive-ins. See menu for details. This is how you Sonic.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Super Checking
from Bank 34.
Open a Bank 34 Super Checking account today with only $50 minimum to open. No monthly service charge, free online banking, and free user-friendly bill pay. No fee used at 43,000 surcharge-free all-point network ATMs worldwide. And interest on balances $500 and above.
Stop in for more details.
Bank 34, 220 North Telcher Boulevard in Las Cruces and 500 10th Street in Alamogordo. Bank34online.com.
Member FDIC. See?